Right, what time do we speak to Mr. B?
I don't know, sort of nowish, I would imagine.
Get him in
I'm
now.
I'm going to move out of the way.
Yeah. I'm going to move out of the way too.
Ladies and gentlemen, around the UK and around the world, wherever you're listening, it's time to have a chat with the man who has put this whole concert together tonight. Seriously, when is this knighthood coming? It's Mr. Gary Barlow.
Morning, everybody.
Hello.
This is great seeing you all out of the studio.
Yeah.
It's nice, isn't it?
What do you think of Manchester, Christopher?
I like Manchester.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've been here, obviously, because I only live up the road. I'm from Leeds, yeah. So, you know. And have you seen the big Santy in town? The big, huge Santa?
Yeah. They've even got a big wheel here now.
I know.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, they've got the wheel now in Manchester. So, listen, how are you feeling? So,
last night was good, wasn't it?
Last night was great.
It was incredible.
Thank you very much. Thank
I really enjoyed much, it. Yeah. It was like we were welcome to Manchester last night. And I must say, JLS, what great guys they
top
are.
Top lads, aren't they?
Weren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, I've never really spent much time with them before, but they were so in the spirit last night.
Really, yeah. I think the word spirit is right.
Were they? Were they? Oh, listen, they deserve it. I really like those boys.
It was a really good night. Everybody was on really good form. Everybody was really happy and jolly. And we're just saying, we raised a lot of money last night for Children in Need.
Yeah. Huge amount.
Yeah. And there was an auction on and everything. Prizes were a bit disappointing.
Do you think?
Man United, Liverpool. I said, what about Leeds? And Gary goes, we're here to raise money.
We don't want it to cost
us. Lose it. Yeah.
No, the prizes were great. In the
amazing
auction.
Prizes.
They were great. And yeah, a lot of money raised last night, wasn't it? A lot.
I've not had a total yet, but I think probably double what we thought was raised last night. So really good. Really pleased.
Superb.
So this morning, there's so much stuff to talk about. I'll talk a lot about last night, because there's so many good stories. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's 8:22 in the morning.
Yeah.
So in 12 hours' time, the concert will be underway.
Yeah.
It's happening just through the window where we are. They're building the stage.
My report is we'll be about 2 hours behind at the moment. I don't think they got in as early as they wanted to last night.
Oh, really?
And so they're about 2 hours behind, which really puts everything on the back foot.
Yeah, I
basically.
Bet. Because obviously you've got sound checks all day then, haven't you, for all the different acts?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's kind of the most important bit. You know, I don't really care if they've not got a video screen up or something, because it's all about how it's a music concert tonight. So even though we're on TV, it's all about that. So I know they're frantically rushing around in there now, and it's a massive job. This is we are in the MEN. There's going to be 14,000 people here tonight, and we're live on BBC One. So it needs to look and sound amazing.
Yeah.
How on earth have you? We were saying this the other day. How on earth have you managed to fit them all into one show, because the lineup is amazing, and it's like, well, how can you give them all, you know, time?
Yeah,
well, that's some job in itself, isn't it?
Well, most acts get two songs, and if they're not doing two songs, they're doing a song with a duet attached to it as well, which is how we worked it 2 years ago, and Coldplay doing three songs at the end. They're the headliner tonight. And so, yeah, we've got 2 hours of music to fill. No adverts for a change.
Very nice.
So, there's a lot of music. I think we've got 16 acts tonight.
Yeah.
So it's brilliant.
It's really a nice problem to have, isn't it, I suppose?
It is, yeah.
Are you, do you feel proud? Like, when you're here this morning and you're looking, they're building the stage and everything, obviously you're a bit kind of concerned that everything goes on time and to schedule, but do you ever kind of, do you get a chance to step back and go, it's not bad, this. I did this.
Tomorrow morning, probably.
Right.
Yeah. This is a bit of a rotten day today, because there's so many things to fix and sort of change, and, you know, we haven't had the luxury of being in here for 3 or 4 days before today.
No.
It's usually on a TV show, you'd do a big rehearsal for something like this yesterday. This was the Brits, because this is kind of the equivalent to the Brits, is tonight. The Brits would have been in yesterday and probably even the day before doing sound checks and getting bands
Jason
and whatever.
Jason Manford was here last night.
He was.
Yeah,
he was.
Chili Peppers the night before.
Because he did an encore last night. That's why the stage is going up late.
<Yeah. laughs> It's got to be nerve-wracking, though, isn't it? I mean, I know it's not all on your shoulders type thing, but it must feel it must feel a little bit like that.
Well, I take it all on my shoulders until something goes wrong.
Right.
And at that point, it's like, it's his fault.
Oh, not. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
So Lady Gaga is performing Now, do you pick the phone up and ring Lady Gaga? Is she on your phone under Lady or Gaga?
This time it's been... I've met most of the artists this time that have been on. But people like Gaga, it was email. Right. Email to management.
Yeah.
And it's a massive thing getting her in the country to start with. And so we've sort of been negotiating between sort of March and June to get her on. She was quite a late sort of arriver, she was.
Right. Well, she is going to be on stage tonight.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be amazing.
Me too.
Oh, we saw her in Carlisle, didn't we, at the big weekend? And she was incredible.
She appeared in a coffin, didn't she? And, yeah.
Let me tell you now, by the way, if this is all a big wind-up and Kitty walks out on stage instead, there'll be trouble. My mood is falling my way. Mm. Dermot, I just want to say something. Can I say something, Dermot?
What is it?
What do you want to say? I'm actually a massive Lady Gaga fan.
Yeah. Are you on the edge of your seat? Because I was.
I was.
Everybody was. Everybody just tensed up, I think. And goes, what's she going to do? Gary. What's she going
to
do?
And my seat was the closest to her. So, yeah.
Gary, was there a little bit of you thinking she was going to say she's a man? Be honest.
I thought she was going to say she was pregnant or something.
I thought it was going to be a
Johnny
big announcement.
Robinson.
Yeah.
And Louis said, "I go, oh my god, I'm going to be a dad."
Dermot was so nervous, wasn't he? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm moving for a moment.
It was a relief when she just did that. Actually.
Yeah, it was.
Did everyone see the bit where, as we came off air and went onto ITV2? Lady Gaga run back.
No, but we heard
stage.
About it. She came out and didn't she take Kitty for a drink or something?
Well, she run out and we were all like, wow, great telly. We're off air. Oh, we're on ITV2. And she run out and they sort of hugged for a bit and Kitty was just about to start her ITV2 interview. So Ollie was there and Caroline trying to fudge it all together. And Gaga just led her off to her dressing room, which she was in there for about 45 minutes.
Wow.
Amazing.
So brilliant.
Yeah.
It was a really... It's on YouTube, right? The clip, because I watched it the other day. So they go, Kitty, how do you feel? Well, you know, I'm obviously disappointed, but you know, I'm going to stick at it. And then the audience do a massive cheer, and everybody kind of thinks they like this interview. And it's Gaga running on, and she literally leaps on Kitty and hugs her. And I don't know whether or not the people making the ITV2 show are in Ollie and what's his name's ears going, speak to Gaga, speak to her. So she's hugging the living daylights out of Kitty. And what's her name? I've forgotten her name.
Caroline's
going, Lady Gaga, how do you feel about Kitty? Like, and Gaga's not paying any attention. She's just squeezing Kitty. So then she moves to Kitty. How do you feel? You just got hugged by Lady Gaga. And she goes, I think you're brilliant, Lady Gaga. And this and the other. And Lady Gaga just goes, come on, let's go and have a drink.
Brilliant.
I'm like, all right, there you go.
Yeah, she was great.
But no, last night was a lot of fun. Jason Donovan was singing.
He was great as well, wasn't he? He was brilliant.
That song lifts the room, doesn't it?
Yeah. Too many broken hearts. I was singing that with Ollie and JLS last night.
Yeah. Ollie was great. Well, he travelled 5 hours to be up here last night. Mm. Thank you, Ollie. He got his lap with the Stig, didn't he?
Yeah, he bid in the auction and won.
Yes, he did.
A Top Gear experience.
He won by quite a margin as well, didn't he? He's like $6,000 more than anybody.
I was going to say, he really wanted that prize. Yeah.
I think, he was putting his hand up to ask where
the toilets were.
When's dessert happening?
Sold, $20,000 or whatever it was.
Yeah. But no, well done to you and everybody for last night, because it was a big, a nice big thing. And
I
racing
thought your mum was going to win at one point. For a prize that you could just make a phone call to get.
Oh, what?
That was hilarious.
X Factor final tickets.
Is that what it was for? Was it not for Strictly?
No, it was X Factor. Yeah,
was
X
it?
Factor. Yeah.
Well, I said even more plugged in there.
I said to Mum, I went, go on, you can bid. No. I said, Mum, go on, bid. No, I said, it's fine, go on. So she bids. And they go, £2,000. And she goes, £3,000. Oh, back to you. And I'm like, oh, really? We're in this now, are we? We're in this little bidding thing, all right. Go on, Mum. No, go on. £4,000, yay! I'm like, started going up, and up, and up, and up. And then Mum went, that's too much. Stop bidding. She did it. She was perfect.
But she'd have been pig sick, though, if they'd gone for just over what she pulled out on.
No, I knew it would go up.
Yeah.
I did all right.
Went for a lot.
Managed to get that up. Nice. So if you paid for the, if you were there last night and you paid for those X Factor final tickets, thanks very much. Sorry my mum made it go up so much, but all goes to the kids. And Gary sang last night as well.
So believe.
Oh, well, you can't stop him. He can't help himself. Put him in a room with a piano, that's it, he's
exactly.
off.
Exactly, you don't get away that easily.
It's like me in a room full of donuts. You know it's going to happen sooner or later.
Proper hands in the air stuff last night.
And Marcus and Craig were here last night.
Yeah.
They were singing.
They did well as well. It was my little challenge for them for this week.
Well, let me tell you.
Some challenge.
Yeah. And also, Jamie Cullum, wasn't he great last night? I mean, he's so talented.
He can play the piano, can't he?
Yeah. Great guy.
Craig from the X Factor's face yesterday. So, bearing in mind that, like, a few months ago, he's just bobbing about with his life, doing whatever. Next thing is, he's going around the world and he's friends with Gary Barlow and he's on telly every week and all of this.
Met Louis Walsh.
Yeah. I bet. And all of that. Then, no, because they all...
Well, no, absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's all a big family, isn't it?
Anyway, so last night, he's sitting there and he looks over at me at one point and I go, "Hey, you're right," because I've never met him. "Hey, you're right." He's like, "Oh, yeah." You can see he's really enjoying it. Then the auction comes. Who's going to start me off at 2,000? 2,000 over here, 2,500, 3,000. Come on, it's a great price. £4,000. Come on, 4,500, 5,000, 5,000. As the bids started going up, Craig's face, you've never seen a man feel so out of place in his life. Then, when it gets, there were things started going for like 20 grand. Oh, and
amazing
and
money.
Literally, while everyone else is going, "Oh my God, this is so impressive," he's sitting there going, "What is going on? Oh. 20 grand.
Do you know...
To be fair, though, he did have the same face as I did when that £2,000 shopping spree at Topshop went for over £10,000. I'm thinking, what? Hang on, I know it's for charity. Mm. What's wrong with you all?
Yeah. God love everyone was very generous, but, you know, I must tell you, I shouldn't, but I'm going to tell you that the two boys, Marcus and Craig, they sat down and we were all given a little form to fill out if you wanted to donate money.
Yeah. Right.
And they both give 30 quid each.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Good on them.
It's lovely.
Good lads.
Well done, boys.
Good lads.
But no, they were on form. Met Marcus last night as well. Marcus had a lovely air.
Yeah, you know, he really is from Liverpool, isn't he? Yeah.
Oh, there's no missing about with Marcus, is there? With his hair, he looked lovely last night in his shoes as well. And then Craig collared me over. He said, "What were you saying about me? You don't like it when I look at the camera?" And I went, "Oh, no,
Did you do that awkward backpedalling thing?
Oh, massive.
No, it wasn't me, it was Dave.
Massive. Yeah. I said, "You know the look you give. You know the one where you look in the camera and you look like you're just about to devour a load of ice cream." Yeah. You go, "Ooh, like that." I might not have said ice cream, but still. Yeah. So who are you looking forward to seeing tonight on the bill, Gary?
Everybody.
Yeah.
I am, honestly. Yeah. Have you got Ed Sheeran about to come in?
Yes.
Because I'm really looking forward to him tonight. The great thing about him is he just has a guitar.
I know.
And still sounds brilliant.
And you know he's only 9 years old, Ed Sheeran, as well. 9 years old.
How old is he?
17.
No, I
think he's like 21. 20. Oh, he's old. He's an old.
Oh, well.
20?
He looks younger.
There you go.
He's nearly as old as us.
Yeah. What are you now? You're 26.
29 now.
29?
29.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I'm 24, mate.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, with all that grey hair at 20, well, that's unlucky.
Hey, Gary Barlow, everybody.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, good luck with the gig.
I saw Gary getting ready for the gig last night, the concert last night, and he had his hair dyed especially for the event. Yeah.
Gary, I could swear on my life as I sit here, I haven't dyed my hair since the Do What You Like video.
Do what you like, do what. I told Fern to play that last night.
Did she play it?
Nah. Oh. She bottled it in the end.
You were blonder then, weren't you?
I was blonder. Yeah.
Slightly.
There's that Frodsham sunshine, wasn't it?
I had that northwest, the sunshine up here. It's beautiful. I dyed it that much, I had scabs on me. And itched. They weren't good.
And then Dawn went, "That's the man for me."
Yeah. Get me a bit of that.
Come here, scabby head.
Come here, scab head.
Dawn goes, "I'm going on that one. We want to take that." "Which one? Which one are you going on that one?" "The one with scabby head." "Oh, yeah.
The one that's itching his head."
Yeah. So we'll look, we need to do the news, and then we'll play a couple of songs. We'll be back with Gary, and we'll chat more. And then Ed Sheeran's going to come in at 9 o'clock. Yeah. Wow. All right.
Great.
It's a love fest this morning, isn't it? Do you think Coldplay will do C is for Cookie, Gary, or Put Down the Ducky if you want to play the saxophone?
You're not still plugging that one, are you?
What's wrong with you?
I mean, I you know, a bit of comedy yesterday, fair enough. Mm. It was nice, you know. But there's some seriousness to your voice today.
You're so miserable.
Not good.
It's for the kids.
C is for children in need as well.
Yeah. C is for Coldplay.
And Coldplay.
And Cookie.
And Compassion.
C is for Cookie.
And another few words.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Coffee.
Chris.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Coconuts.
Yeah. Hey. All right, Gary, we'll come back to you in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Live from the MEN Arena, where the stage is being built. And if any bands are listening, if you sound check it at 9, make it 11.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Thank you. Makes me wanna, gotta love them lyrics. Makes me wanna, Gary was just saying... Such lazy lyrics, aren't they?
Yeah. I was not saying anything of the sort. You.
I like to get you into trouble.
You do, I've noticed that.
Yeah. I do, yeah. Have you spoken to the other lads from Take That recently?
Yeah.
Now, when we say the Take That boys, we don't refer to Robbie anymore. He's now not... No, as in, he's done his... He's officially out again now, isn't he?
Well, we always saw it as like a 2-year project,
yeah.
That last record and tour. I think the tour was the bonus. It was you know, not something we went into it expecting to do, actually.
Right.
Because Rob really, you know, one of the things he always said was, I hate touring, I don't want to go on tour again. So I think...
Yeah, but Rob hates the recording process.
No,
Rob
he doesn't.
Does he not?
No, he likes writing in the recording. Yeah, the recording's slightly less than the writing, but he loves the music bit.
See, I thought that he would actually love the performing bit, you know, the bit when you're actually out in arenas and stuff and in stadiums, because he's so good at it.
Yeah, but this is the thing, that he didn't want to do it, and then when we sort of got round to, we need to do a tour with this, and he was like, okay, I'll come along. And I think this time it was a revelation for him. I think where he'd not enjoyed it in the past, he really enjoyed it this time. And I think he really enjoyed, because in the show we did early in the year, he had like a 20-minute spot.
Mm.
And he said, you know what, that was actually perfect for me, just to do 20 minutes, go crazy and get off was actually great.
Have a word with him, will you, next time you speak to him?
About
just,
what?
Just tell him.
What's he done now?
Tell him back off a little bit.
Back off.
He started doing a radio show now.
Oh, he has.
Which he puts on his website and on his app.
Yeah.
Rude Box Radio.
Right.
Right. It's just, whoa, my territory.
Yeah.
Back off.
Yeah. Right. Has he got jingles as well, like the Robbie Williams show? Like all that?
Yeah. No, not yet, but if you want some, I'll do him a good deal.
No, he does have jingles. His wife does the voiceovers.
Does she?
Yeah, Ida does, yeah. Yeah.
And I was... I did get a message to him saying, just back off, watch yourself.
I'll
and he's like, no, I want you as a guest on my show. I'm like, all right, okay. Fly me out, I'll do it.
I'll tell him back off.
Yeah.
Mm.
I've been seeing a lot of Robbie Williams' wife recently, because I've been watching a show called Studio 60, which she was in.
That's a good show.
It's a cracking show.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's only one season of it. Yeah.
No, there's no point in watching it, Dave, because you'll never know
what
happens.
That's how I get into it, it'll finish.
It's all finished anyway, it's about 5 years old. So, Ed Sheeran's on his way in this morning. Gary's very excited about Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about seeing him as well.
I just did an impromptu performance of Michael Bublé as well, right here at the MEN. Which,
dance routine as well.
Mrs. Barlow was...
I miss it.
Impressed is not the word.
I went for a wee and I didn't see that.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it, love? Yeah, you liar. Showing us some of my sexy moves.
Can we see it again now or not?
No.
You have to be there.
The one off.
Later. I'm hoping Lady Gaga turns up late today. So I'm going to do a sound check. I'm going to pull it my way.
She's doing that one, isn't she?
Yes.
I think she's doing that. I think she's doing tonight three songs.
I think she is.
And one is going on the red button.
Yeah, we're saving one.
Yeah, saving one.
Saving one of the songs.
I can't wait for tonight. And it's not just because you're sat here. We're all so giddy.
Yeah, me too.
And every day, we kind of forget how big the lineup is. Because you kind of think, yeah, I really want to see Elbow. I really want to see Snow Patrol. I really want to see JLS. And you're like, Lady Gaga's here as well.
Yeah, Yeah, I caught the end of Elbow on Tuesday down at production rehearsals, and they've got the orchestra playing. It's gorgeous.
Oh, they got full strings?
Full strings.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, yeah. Really gorgeous.
Got Steve Sidwell in the house tonight, conducting.
That's right.
Fresh from Chris Moore's Quiz Night, Series 4.
Yeah.
Didn't do Series 5. But anyway. Well, 2 years ago, we were doing Quiz Night, and he goes, yeah, I can't do these two shows. Because we got rehearsal for this big concert with the Albert Hall. Huge event. Steve, what? I'm hosting that concert. Oh, right, well, then, yeah, yeah. Are you not at rehearsal? No, I don't need to rehearse. 2-2, 2-2. Okay, thanks. See you tomorrow.
Straight on, love. That's why I get.
I've got the best gig of all tonight.
Yeah. Are you all set, you and Fern, for tonight? Is it going to be like Ant and Dec?
Well,
you two?
It will.
Going to be comedy.
I'm not being funny, but it'll be like Ant and Dec with Cat Deeley, because it's me, Fern, and David Tennant. And why you've roped him into it, I've no idea. It's like you don't trust me and Fern told it together.
Well, you know, we had to get grown up in as well.
Thanks very much.
But David's doing we've got about 4 appeal films running, and he's doing the in and out of that as
Why do you trust me to do the serious link into the...
Well, you're music. You're the music man.
What do you mean?
Because when people think Chris Moyles, they think music.
Yeah. Moyles stands for music.
Yeah.
I could do a nice little 10-minute stand-up routine halfway through. Keep it going.
Okay. Okay. While someone's loading on.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Hey, Davis, we better than
loading on or logging on.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
So, and obviously X Factor. Is there a theme this week?
I think there is.
Oh, God's sake.
Oh, I can't. I never know what I can and can't say, so I'll just go Louis Walsh and go, I think it's movie week this
week. There you go, right. Do you know what? I don't know why. Why do they do these silly themes?
What do you mean?
They don't need to do it. They don't need to do it.
Yeah, it's good to have a focus every weekend.
Yeah, but no, but it's always stretched. So it'll be like, Dermot going, so it's movie week, and we're doing big songs from movies. And you go, well, you could do anything. You can do any song in the world.
You can't do anything.
Well, pretty much you can.
It has to have been in a movie.
They do stretch it, though, a little bit. This week it's classic dance. Classic dance.
It's a good choice, though, for movie week.
There is.
I mean, there's loads of massive, massive numbers, aren't there?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's going to have that Oscars feel this week, that Hollywood sort of expensive night out.
If you're getting dressed up. Well, you always get dressed up anyway, but...
I think we might go a little bit more, you know, on like an award show this weekend. Yeah, yeah.
Your Saturday Night Starts right here! Old Dermot O'Leary, bless him.
He's great, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
Old Dermot.
So who's going to go in X Factor on Saturday,
It's a tough one this weekend. Hard to call.
Don't know. I didn't think that you know the bottom two would be who they were last week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's you know what? I'm disappointed that Kitty's out of X Factor.
Really?
Yeah.
But
I loved watching her.
I agree because she's a good character. But by the same token, I'm also very pleased that Amelia's back in.
Yeah,
because I think she's brilliant.
And ultimately, at this point, we want to end up with a lineup of good singers. You know, there's a point where the interesting people, the novelty acts, they need to go. Not that Kitty was a novelty act, she was a good singer, but when you look at who's left, she was actually the weakest singer of who was left. So I thought it was time for her.
Kitty?
To go. Yeah.
No. Yeah, no, I can't. Really?
So who's weaker than her? Who's left?
Okay.
There you go. There's the answer I was looking
Little
for.
Little Mix?
Yeah, but they're a group.
No, I know. Granted, I mean, I'm only just like throwing it in. I'm not saying they're bad singers.
They're
but
very good singers, and I think what they've been. And my comment last week was they haven't been given anything to showcase their vocals yet.
Yeah.
And I think we may see that this week.
I think you're right. But did they do a Rihanna song? Did they Please Don't Stop Your Music?
Yes.
Which is a funny song to sing because it doesn't go anywhere.
I know.
So it does. That's not good. No, I really like Kitty's voice. I think she's odd. I've never met the woman, but she's odd. But she's got a great voice.
I'll get you tickets to the gig.
What?
To the tour? I'll get you tickets to the gig.
All right, okay, thanks.
Yeah.
What, to her gig?
To the Kitty tour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meow. What does she call all the fans? Little kittens or something?
I don't know.
It's like you want to go to her and go, you know Gaga's done all of this already. just to let you know. You are really good at singing and everything, but... Gaga's kind of done that thing. She's got a new song coming out called Born That Way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. Kitty Goo Goo, she's called. One of the little kittens. You love Marcus, don't you, Dave? You've got a bit of a man crush on Marcus.
I don't think I've got a man crush as such.
Yeah, you have.
Maybe I have. I think he's great. I just think he's the whole deal.
Yeah.
I think he's got everything. I think he's likable. I think he's good looking. I think he's got a great voice. I think he's got the whole lot. And he was my standout winner until Amelia came back in. Mm-hmm. And now, do you know what? I could argue the case for either of them too.
Okay.
Big fan of both.
Interesting. What do you think about her coming back in? Do you think it's fair or unfair?
Well, I missed her going out, to be honest with you, because I was working those couple of weeks. So I was kind of confused and didn't really know how she ended up out of the competition. But I think it's great that she's back in, because from what I saw in the early auditions, I think she's got a fantastic voice.
Yeah.
I'm just reading some of the text messages.
Yeah.
Are there any readable ones, or are they all abusive?
No, a couple of people saying, mentioning Janet's name.
Janet's name? Yeah. Oh, Janet Devlin.
Yeah. Someone saying, can I come and watch the concert tonight? My TV's broken.
There's a few people with, like, bus tellies tonight.
Someone asking a really up-to-date question saying, can you ask Carrie, how come he's not on the Could It Be Magic video that much? Wowzers.
Do you know that it's interesting because that video was for Jim will fix it.
Was
now,
it?
Yes,
because somebody,
and there's a girl switched the lights off at the
end.
That's
right, she was the Jim will fix it winner.
I know, because somebody texted that to us and we didn't know whether it was true or not, and then we found out and
Jim will fix it.
Oh, bless
him. Here's a question I was going to ask you. So you do X Factor on a Saturday. So you get to X Factor on a Saturday what time, roughly? You're there all day, though, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
So you're there for hours. And then you do the whole rehearsal and you mentor your ex and all of this. And then you do the live show and then Louis says all this silly stuff and then you get irritated by him and the girls have a bicker and a strop off.
That's
and all
the order, yeah.
And then you go off to go to the toilet and ITV2 shove a camera in your face and the ITV shove a camera in your face and you're like, oh, I'm trying to go for a pee. And then you go back and then it's the all of that business and you finally get out there and you go, thank goodness for that. When you walk through the door at home, do you then get it in the neck then from your missus going, I can't believe you said that about Little Mix. What's wrong with you? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Do you?
Do you then have to kind of like go through the whole thing again?
Well, it follows you around all week, that show does, because everybody has an opinion.
Yeah.
And, have you got a favourite act, Mrs. B? I couldn't possibly say. That's a yes.
She has, though.
Has
she? It's similar to yours.
Is it very similar to mine? Yeah.
I've got Lou Wolf syndrome today. I'm just giving everything away.
Do you know what I mean, though, about Craig's look when he looks at the camera? You
no.
know what I mean, don't you? You
no.
know what I mean? When he does this. It's that look.
You've had your talk with him last night. Leave
I've
it now.
I've got chat with him. Do you know what it is? I'm sick of people saying that me and him are brothers.
Is that true?
I don't look anything like him.
Chris, you look great, by the way, at the moment. Have you all noticed he's lost weight, or do you see him too much?
Well, we see him every day, but yeah, I mean, he does look phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, only yesterday I was saying how phenomenal he looks.
Oh, no, please.
I said great, not phenomenal.
<You're right. laughs> Oh, come on. How rude. All right, well, look, let's do Tedious Link, and which Dave will have to read in front of Gary. He always gets self-conscious when he has to do his Tedious Link.
That's very true, yeah.
And then Ed Sheeran will be here.
I know, live.
Unless he was out with JLS last night when he got when I got back to the bar, because there's no sign of him so far. Gary, good luck today. Well, I'll see you later.
Thank you. Yes, see you on there.
And well done for last night. Seriously, buddy, well
Great.
Done.
Thanks for coming.
Good night. Thank and you. Well done for the concert in advance, because it's going to be... When that stage is up, it's going to be an amazing concert.
It looks different.
It does look different.
It looks different.
Well, you know why? Because Puds is helping out now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that looks more like the stage I saw the other day.
Puds is here tonight as well.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, as if the lineup wasn't big enough anyway.
They were going to get Pudsey to introduce Coldplay until they realised Pudsey doesn't actually speak and can only say, I have one eye. And they were worried that in the dark...
Health and safety
might
issues.
...might fall off the stage into the orchestra pit. It wouldn't
you
be a good
that.
Look.
That's a good point. Bear overboard.
Yeah, exactly. So do you get a break now before you've got... Have you got to go back and finish that stage?
I'm coming back for Fern at midday.
Right, OK.
Will
you get off then and have a break?
Yeah, we're going to have some breakfast.
Very nice.
Good.
There you go.
Very nice.
Thanks for having me in.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much for coming in.
Little Mix, are they your favourite, Dawn? Little Mix. Pick a mix, right?
It's not saying. Similar to mine, though.
Gary, have a good day. I'll see you later.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.